I'm Charlie Turner in New York, and this is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. The photo editing app FaceApp has gone viral, and so have concerns about its impact on privacy and security. We'll have more from Sarah Needleman of the Wall Street Journal. First, here are some tech headlines. Big Brother may be watching you at work. The Wall Street Journal says that as workplaces arm themselves with new, more aggressive types of technology to monitor and understand employees, one of the busiest niches is measuring worker productivity. Hospitals are installing sensors to detect nurses' hand-washing practices and their location on the floor at all times. Restaurants are using software to observe each of their waitstaff's sales in real time. Drivers who work for UPS and Uber have their speed patterns tracked to boost efficiency and safety. Of companies based in the U.S., Europe, and Canada, 22% of employers surveyed say they collect employee movement data, 17% collect work computer usage data, 13% collect employee fitness data, and 7% keep tabs on the text in employee emails. That's according to a 2018 Gartner survey. Of all the factors that go into the making of a professional athlete today, none is more important than a computer. As an example, the computer has replaced the shooting coach for many basketball players. The Wall Street Journal writes about several companies, including NOAA, RSPCT, and HomeCourt, that make shot-tracking technology. NOAA's technology attaches cameras to the baskets to calculate the angle and the ball's position in the hoop. It can tell players whether their shooting trajectory is too high or too low, and they can adjust their mechanics. Basketball, whether it's the NBA, college, or high school, has become a sport that's fixated on the three-point shot, and that's likely to deepen with today's athletes guzzling data like water. FaceApp has gone viral. The free photo editing app saw a spike in popularity with smartphone users over the past week. But just as quickly, according to the Wall Street Journal, FaceApp drew a backlash from critics that exposed growing concerns about digital privacy and the potential for abuse from overseas actors. With more on the story, we're joined by the Wall Street Journal's Sarah Needleman. Sarah, for the still uninitiated, tell us what FaceApp is and what it does.
Sure. It's a free app that lets you upload a photo of a face, so your face, and then you can edit it to make yourself look younger or older. You could also, if you don't have a beard, you could add a beard. If you don't wear glasses, you could add glasses. And what a lot of people are doing is the ones that make you look older or younger, and then they're sharing it on social media.
So if you upload the app, do with it what you will, make yourself look younger, you send it to a site like Facebook or whatever?
Well, what you're doing, you can. What it's doing is once you upload the photo and choose the type of editing you want to do, you want to make yourself look younger or older, that app processes it somewhere in the cloud to make those changes. And then you have the option to share it with your friends on your Facebook page, Twitter, whatever.
How popular has it become since it launched in 2017?
It has been downloaded more than 95 million times worldwide, with more than 20 million of those downloads occurring just since July 11th. And that's according to estimates from Sensor Tower, which is a mobile analytics firm.
Why? I mean,
What happened is that a number of celebrities came across the app and started posting pictures of themselves older. So we have LeBron James, the Jonas Brothers, and many others started posting images of themselves from created by the app onto Instagram. And just caught on. It actually had a surge in popularity back when it first came out as well, but then it died down. And then for some reason, some of these celebrities came across the app more recently, and lo and behold, a lot of their fans started copying them and doing the same thing.
And of course, it's popular in a lot of countries besides the United States.
It's actually the most popular in India, according to Sensor Tower, followed by the U.S. But it is currently the number one downloaded iPhone app in all but one of 84 markets that Sensor Tower tracks.
All right. There are concerns about violating privacy as well as security concerns since the app was developed in Russia.
The developer is a Russian individual or a Russian company, actually, but it looks like it's run by one person. There isn't a lot of information about it, but I did reach out to the app, and I got a response from the founder and CEO confirming that he is indeed a Russian gentleman based in St. Petersburg. And, you know, that in and of itself has raised alarm bells because of the strained relations between the U.S. and Russia.
What about the Democratic National Committee and also Senator Chuck Schumer? They've weighed in about, you know, with their concerns about this.
That is correct. It has definitely reached the attention of the DNC, and Mr. Schumer did urge the FBI and the FTC to investigate the app for potential national security issues because of the fact that it's listed in St. Petersburg, the developer, and also just because what the app does is ask you to upload a photo of your face. And, you know, when we do that, we risk put ourselves at risk of identity theft in any situation, especially when you're willingly providing a good quality photo, as opposed to, you know, when you post a photo on Facebook, you do have the option of, you know, privacy settings. And also their terms of service are
Talk about that. They're vague, aren't they?
Sure. For this particular app, for FaceApp, the terms are very expansive. So if you take a moment to look at them, for example, they say that FaceApp retains a, quote, perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free, and worldwide, end quote, license to share a user's photo, and, quote, any name, username, or likeness provided in broad and unspecified ways. So it's pretty vague. And, I mean, that's relatively common. A lot of these stipulations can be found in hundreds of other apps. I mean, there's so many apps out there. They're not all made by big publicly traded companies that have lawyers and experts behind them to craft terms and services that are very specific and that would be expected to be seen by politicians and other officials and scrutinized. A lot of these other apps don't worry about that because it's just one person making them. But suddenly when something like this happens and they go viral, those terms of service are scrutinized much more closely. And you can see this is the case where they're very broad. Experts in security said to me two things. One is that your facial image is the most sensitive biometric that exists. So you want to really try and take strides to protect that, whether it be on this app or any other. The other thing is when you think about what somebody would do with the photos. It could be used for commercial purposes. You could find yourself in an ad if you don't have, you know, protections over your image. Of a greater concern is that here we have people voluntarily giving an app their photo. If you wanted to get a lot of faces for some sort of nefarious reason, it would be a lot of work to go out and search throughout the internet and find all the different profiles that are not private and get a good quality photo. It would take a lot of legwork and a lot of time. Here, we have a ton of good quality photos because people are putting up good ones because it doesn't work well unless you have a clear photo. It's not effective. They're getting a massive amount of images of people's faces voluntarily in a very short period of time. So if there was someone wanting to do something nefarious, we've just made it very easy for such an individual to do so. When we reached out to the gentleman who runs the site, he did respond saying that he does not share the photos with third parties and that most of the images are deleted from the company's servers within 48 hours. That is, you know, what he said, but we also know what the terms of service say. And it is concerning when you have such vague terms that could potentially allow for these things to happen. Just because he said it doesn't happen now doesn't mean it could possibly not happen down the road when the terms of service make it possible for that to happen.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Needleman, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.